You know, once you see somebody trying to do a subliminal message on you, or under the radar comment, or they think they can manipulate you, once you see that, that pattern didn't just start, you know. That pattern didn't just start. It's always been there, probably. Or at least they learned it early on from somebody else, you know. It's really wild when you see it. And also the future faking. When you finally see the future faking for what it is, you're like, wow. This person is a trip. It's a trip. Be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves, you know. They don't want to tell you directly what their plan is, or what their game is, or what their goal is, or whatever. Because they know you wouldn't go with it. You wouldn't go with it. You would not run with it, you know. And so the manipulation, the subliminals, the attempt to mind control, it's not just in the government. It actually started in Genesis 3, and it's happening. And the way that they do it is they try to get a person in an emotional state. And if they can get you in an emotional state, then they'll say stuff or try to program you to think a certain way. And if you step away and walk away, they lose the power. And think about it. If you see through a snake, it's really going to make them mad because they know that you see them. They know that you see them. And you see their character, and you see their fake reality. You see their delusions. You actually see their insecurities. They don't like it. They don't like it. It's kind of like a shapeshifter. If you could see the shapeshifter, they don't like it. They do not like it. Oh, I tell you, it's sad to live in a state of reality where you can see through the surface behind the scenes, you know. It's sad to have to live in this and deal with it. One example is somebody offered me a job, so I said, okay, I'll do some part-time. I took the job, and then the manager said, the owner wants to talk to you. I said, okay. They want to offer you money, you know, for a full-time. I said, okay, let's see what they offer. And the guy offered pretty good money, but he wouldn't communicate back and forth. He was just like, he didn't see you as a person. He looked through you like you didn't exist, you know. And if they'll treat you like a non-person in the interview, what happens when you work for them? You become a non-person. Greedy, selfish. You don't exist really in their mind. You're just an object to make them money. They make money off of you making them money. stuff. It's really wild. And let's say you do break up with a wife or ex or whatever, and then you move on, and you're going to be a different person, right? You're the same person because you're genuine, but you're going to grow spiritually. What are they going to do? They're going to get worse. They're going to get worse because they're not doing any inner work, and they're not convicted of anything that they've done. Like the subliminals and all, they think it's normal. They think to be a salesperson in relationships is normal. They think to be non-genuine is normal because that's all they know from childhood, corporations and all that. They've only had jobs that wanted them to be fake. And that's all they know. They don't even know who they are anymore. That's the sad part. Do they even know who they are? I don't think so. And think about all these customer service jobs where they want people to be fake. And they train them 8 hours a day to be fake. And then when they try to be genuine, they've lost who they really are, you know. They've lost their core person somewhere down the line, you know. Kind of sick. They've got to be fake to make it. They're faking it to make it. And then it becomes a pattern in their life. And that's all they know, how to be fake to make it. The best thing to do is, if you're dating one, take them around a bunch of people. See how they act. Go to their job. See how they act. They're going to act different. They're not going to be genuine. And when you work around these kind and you're genuine and they're not, you're just talking to people in a genuine way, it makes them mad because they can't stand the fact that you're just being real. They're probably jealous of that. They think they have to be fake. And maybe they do. Maybe they're so evil they gotta be fake. And when you see through the mask, you're like, wow, I wouldn't wanna be on an island with you. Turn into cannibalism. You'd turn into being a cannibal. West. What was that TV show where the robots and the people could just do whatever they wanted? So they went to the TV show, went on to the. I think I did watch it for a season. They went to that Wild Wild West and acted out in ways that. They couldn't go to jail for. So it was a lot of repressed things. So the only reason a lot of people resist is because they get in trouble. The heart is deceitfully wicked, who can know it? You have to wake up. If you have a pure heart, a genuine heart, you have to wake up that there's people out there that don't. And I'd hate to say, but there's about 80% of the people out there that don't. And if they see you have a genuine, pure, helpful heart, they're out to get you. They're trying to enslave you. And then when they see that you see through them, that makes them even more mad because they can't get over on you. trip. And then over time, when you decode what their real goal is, whether they want to shut you up, they want to shut you down, they don't want you to give out the gospel, they hate your truth, they hate your freedom, they hate your independence, whatever it is that they hate about you, it starts to reveal itself and it leaks out, you know, through their words. I had a boss say, "You're the freest man I've ever met." I said, "You got that right. It's going to stay that way." You know what that told me about him? That he didn't feel free. He didn't feel free. That kind of spirit that comes out of somebody's mouth tells you that they're not free. They're not free. I rented this one coworker. She moves her boyfriend in. And which I didn't agree with because more power, more water and all that. And he wasn't working a job. One time I saw him outside. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "You're just like us, aren't you?" I said, "What do you mean?" "We work and pay." And I started to say, "You don't work. She works, but you don't work. We work and pay the bills." "Yeah, just like you. There's only one difference. I help people and you try to get over on people." I didn't say that, but I should have. "I help people, but you try to get over on people." There's some women out there you can see they're nice to the women, but they're mean to the men. They have a bitterness towards men. Somewhere along their life, they got bitter towards men. I've seen it. Sad situation. A person might try to befriend you, but they also see you as an enemy. Now, why would they befriend you, but see you as an enemy? And I had somebody say something like that one time. What did she? How did she say that? She said, "You know, you've heard the saying about keep your enemies closer or something like that." I'm thinking, why would you do that? Get rid of your enemies. But that tells you they just want as many people in their network that they can fall back on. It's really not about that person as a person. They just want somebody to fall back on, you know. They're building a network of people that they think they can fall back on when there's a need, you know. They don't really like the person at all. It's like a fallback thing. Let me go here and get some food.